From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Usually by this time of year, the flu vaccination season starts to wind down. But this year, reports of early and widespread outbreaks of the flu have increased demand, and that's caused vaccine shortages in some places. Health officials in at least two states are asking that doctors reserve remaining supplies for people at high risk. That includes the elderly, those with chronic illnesses, and healthcare workers. State and federal health officials are scrambling, as NPR's Joseph Shapiro reports.
It's hard to predict where the flu will spread each year and where more vaccine will be needed most. So that means public health officials are faced with a test to try to stay one step ahead of where the epidemic goes. Dr. Gregory Polin directs the Mayo Clinic's Vaccine Research Group.
What can happen is that, you know, one state may be particularly hard hit, and for unclear reasons, another state or portion of a state not very hard hit. For example, a rural area where it's less likely to spread. There is the ability then for those public health departments and for the federal government to step in and help, you know, redistribute vaccines so that the hardest hit areas can get a little more vaccine from the areas that are not being hard hit.
So it's possible to figure out what area needs the vaccine most today. Much harder is to figure out where it will be needed days from now. Polin says that means a lot of local health officials may say,
well, wait, I don't want to give away a product that my patient needs if I don't understand today whether I might need it a week from now.
Right now, the flu outbreak is considered to be widespread in 13 states. One of those is Tennessee. Dr. Tim Jones is Tennessee's deputy state epidemiologist. He says the state got a break last Friday, just as the companies that make the vaccine announced they'd sent out the last of the flu shots.
We feel lucky that we got a decent-sized shipment of vaccine late last week. We received over 9,000 doses, which I understand was one of the last big shipments out from the manufacturers.
His office talks every day to health officials at the county level to decide where those doses will go.
We have very good cooperation between our health departments, so if we have one area of the state where vaccine's going like hotcakes and another area where it's slow, our health departments are quite good about sharing and redistributing.
One problem is that the demand is hot pretty much everywhere. Jones says more people got vaccinated early this year and that people who waited are worried about shortages. Right now, extra vaccine is being sent to Tennessee's urban areas.
Here in Metro Nashville, they gave about 500 doses last Friday and are on track to do the same today, so they're getting more. We're replenishing their supply as we speak.
Much less than half of the vaccine is bought by government health departments. Most of it goes to private doctors, clinics, and hospitals. Poland of the Mayo Clinic says how the flu vaccine gets distributed this year could be a test for the future.
I think what this really points out, though, is sort of, if you will, a dress rehearsal for what pandemic influenza is going to be like.
Polin says it's only a matter of time until there is a flu pandemic. There were such outbreaks in 1957 and 1968. The worst one came in 1918, when half the world's population was infected. Gregory Polin.
One of the things that we've got to figure out a way to deal with is how do we rapidly move vaccine supplies across states, given that we are now down to two manufacturers, if we count the intranasal spray vaccine, three manufacturers, and they're only going to make, quite naturally, the amount of product that they think they can sell.
Polin thinks that means government may have to pay for companies to make extra vaccine. But even then, it would be hard to predict the demand. About 150 million Americans should get the shot every year. Only about half do. This year, manufacturers made about 83 million doses of the flu shot and the new nasal spray. That's about 3 million more than have ever been used before. In most years, 5 to 10 million flu shots never get used and are thrown away. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News.